The report, which was created through Freedom of Information Act requests, identifies 490 federal workers in offices like the FAA, the Post Office, even Homeland Security, who do full-time union work but are paid with taxpayer dollars. The cost? $1 billion over the last 20 years. Jared LaBelle with Taxpayers United of America says the report shows unions have a stranglehold.
I think it's kind of an iron triangle of issues. It helps perpetuate the system. And so it benefits the labor unions, it benefits the politicians, and so why would they want to change the status quo?
LaBelle says the issue of union-supported workers is magnified when you get down to the state and local level. He says that's where his organization is working on reform. I'm Benjamin Yount.